Okay, good evening. We continue on Kuf Ayin Zayin, the Oil Mechesed, the Oil Mechesed. We discussed what made Moshe Rabbeinu great, Vayigdal Moshe. What made him great? When he stepped outside of the palace to help his brothers. That's greatness. When we step outside of our own comfort, our own luxurious lifestyle, and we see how we could help others. Teva Ha'adam, on the bottom of Kuf Ayin Zayin. The way we are, the way we're wired, is that matters that pertain to ourselves are extremely important in our eyes. If it's something about me, if it's personal to me, it's very, very chashuv in my eyes. Even if they're very small items, very small details, kagonim sarich liknot beged chadash, if I need to buy a new suit, a new outfit, or I need to go somewhere, any small detail in my life is a big deal. I'm thinking about it. I'm absorbed in it. But when it comes to other people, meant specifically small things, small inyanim, einim chashuvim beinav kolkach. We don't really care. We don't care. Let's be honest. The small details, the nitty-gritty in somebody else's life, sorry, ain't interested. And if I say I am, I'm lying. I don't really care, unfortunately. It's because we don't pay attention to the feelings, to the needs of others. We only think about ourselves. So we don't shed another understanding. We don't have the proper mindset for someone else. And anything he's going through, specifically the small things, just don't care. Adam Srichlit Bonem Tamid. But that's not proper. We constantly have to think. Echu Hayam Argishi Mayab Matzav Zeh. How would he feel if he was in this situation? The Azia Kirshev Emes Ainzed of Arkatan Kokach. And then he recognizes the truth is it's not such a small matter, not such small beans. And that's something very important to realize and to be cognizant of. How would I feel if I was in his shoes? What's he going through? Put myself in his position. And then we can have a much more warm and understanding heart. The problem is we could become very callous and very closed off. And we don't really care. But that's not the way we are. We have to work on ourselves, train ourselves to say, whoa, hold on. If I was in his shoes, yeah, that's frustrating. Yeah, that's rough. Yeah, that's tough. And now let me make sure I could do something about it. How many times did it happen that we're so immersed in our own needs, and we don't even pay attention to our friends' needs? L'mashal, for example, Reuven wrote to Lech Lezit Hatuna. Reuven wants to go to a wedding. V'tzomech al Shimon, and he's relying on Shimon. Sheyasioto. He's relying on Shimon to give him a ride because Shimon's also going to the same wedding. And he arranged for the wedding, Shimon's going to take him. Gezunt, gewalt. Vayihi ayom, the day comes, Shimon mitkasher elav uvakesh slicha. Shimon calls Reuven and says, I'm really sorry. She'ein yachol lasio beglal she'ishto chole. He tells him, he says, you know what? Shimon says, I'm really sorry, Reuven. I can't take you to the wedding. My wife's sick. I can't go. Reuven says, Beseder, malasot. Okay, what could you do? Shalom. Bye-bye. That's all he says. Sorry. Bye-bye. Reuven mitrakez al matzavo shelo. She'en lo derech alecha l'chatuna. Reuven is only focusing on his situation, his predicament, that he doesn't have a way to get to the wedding. And he's immediately searching, seeking out somebody else to take him to the wedding. That's all he's thinking about, is how could he get to the wedding? Does Reuven even think about the situation of Shimon? Does he even think to ask, wait a second, is your wife okay? Is there anything I can do to help? What's going on with your wife? Does he think about the feelings of Shimon that he can't go to the wedding? Everybody loves a good wedding. When Kitty Davis could do the worm, we all love the wedding. We all love a good dance. Weddings are gewaldig. So does he even think about, wait, Shimon can't even go? Does he even care? Haim doeg al yiladav shel Shimon? Does he worry about the children of Shimon? Shein mi l'tabel bahem l'machar ki yishto chole? Who's going to take care of the kids tomorrow because the wife is sick? Elakav shelo yoter chashuv etzlo meter kavim shechaveru. His one kav, his one measurement is much more important than the nine measurements of his friend. And that's all he's thinking about. And of course, that's not the proper way. That's not the Derech HaTorah. We always have to be thinking about other people. Can't just focus on how it impacts me and me alone. And that's just one very, very simple example. But we do it all the time. We hear, oh, you know, a friend can't make it. Oh man, it's about me. Wait, why can't he make it? Maybe he's not feeling well. Maybe something's going on. And that's something to really, really take to heart. Weiter. V'chein, similarly, matzinu anashim shechoshvim shekol echad tzarich latrich atzmo b'shvilam. There are people who think that everybody needs to burden themselves on his behalf. V'einom rotzim l'chorach klav b'shvil acherim. But these people, they don't want to do anything for anybody else. They're people who think the world revolves around me. Everybody should be working for me. Everybody should be putting forth their best effort for me. But they don't want to put any effort for other people. And whatever anybody does for them, unfortunately, what do they say? It's nothing. They minimize it. They belittle it. He was going anyways. Oh, what's the big deal? And whatever they do for other people, they celebrate themselves. They want to go on everybody's shoulders and be hailed as the hero of the town whenever they do something for somebody. Sound familiar? You don't want to be that guy. And this is something that happens maisim b'chol yom. However, we need to get better at this one. We all do it. There's some people so immersed in their own needs. Let's say I need to speak to Reuven. Even if Reuven at that moment is talking to Shimon, immediately interrupts him in the middle of the conversation, without even thinking about his actions, because these people think it's only they matter, only what they need to get done is what's important. And that's something we all need to work on. We want to talk to somebody, and we see that he's talking. Wait a second! Give him a minute. Give the other people a minute. Don't just burst in and be like, give him space. Give him time. Come on now. Don't just barge in and be a maniac. Come on. Let them finish. It's not just about us. And again, this is a very practical example because many of us are just rush right in. I see it all the time. He's talking. We don't even think about it. Take a step back and say, whoa, maybe I should wait till they're done. Maybe I should wait till the conversation is over. And then I could talk to him. V'zeo ahefech. And this, unfortunately, is the exact opposite. Shel divrei agon Rav Chaim v'Elozhin. From the grave of Chaim v'Elozhin, the offer of the Nefesh HaChaim. Shel adam lo la'atzmo nivra. A person is not created for himself. Ela lo'il l'achareini. Why is a person created? Why is he put in this world? To benefit somebody else. To help another. That's why we're in this world. Something we have to keep constantly chazering and reviewing and hopefully making an impression in our heart. We're not created for ourselves. We're created to help others, to be there for others. The Adrabba. Srichiman litchashed mod binyanim hapotim shalachim. We have to think very, very much about the small things of others. Any small detail in someone's life, make it a big deal for yourself. Think about it. Make it a priority. How could he make it better? How could you help? How could he do something about it? And that's something that's so, so crucial. And to minimize our own affairs in our own eyes. Not to spend so much time, so much energy, so much focus on me. And if we really are honest with ourselves, which is a tough thing to do, if we really could take a step back, this is a high school chabura now, right? These are the big boys. So we separate. This is when we grow. This is when we get older. If we could really be real with ourselves and ask ourselves a question. Tonight, ask yourself, how much of my day is focused on myself? What percentage of my day is only about me? And if we're real with ourselves, if we're honest with ourselves, and the truth hurts, but that's the only way we grow, Ravegas, that's the only way we grow. If we're honest with ourselves, we'll be able to know a lot of my day is just about me. If not all, if not all, if not all. And that is the truth, that's the reality. So Mirat Hashem, we should, that's why we're in this Chabura, to think about these ideas, not just cute Vordalach, a warm Vordalach. These should be life-changing. These should be things to really consider. How much of my day is so about me? How much of my day is only focused on my needs, my concerns? And if we know the answer is 99% of the day or 90%, something needs a little tweaking. We need a little hitzchachis, a little chizik in that area. To Bezrat Hashem, start to train ourselves, dedicate ourselves to start thinking outside of our Daat Amos. All right.